When one hears the name Denise Belinda Stubbs in circles, whether it's at a function or around a glass of red wine, there's always a glimmer of excitement because we know Denise Stubbs and we know where she comes from, and we also know the tremendous strides that she has made in the wine industry. And when we hold that glass up and look through that red wine, and we say, who are the women that we think of who step up and own this space? Again, the name Denise Stubbs comes to the fore. Now, Denise, as we know, is the CEO of Tokozani Wines. It's a majority women-owned company whose name literally means celebration in Zulu. But that's not the Denise of now. Denise comes from a very humble space. She was born to two agricultural laborers in the Peniel area during the harsh DOP system days and has literally gotten her hands into the ground and spent the last 22 years transforming the South African wine industry. Even to this day, we often walk into spaces and find you look around and you say, who looks like me? Where is the recognition? It's always a glimmer of hope to see Denise on the other side of the room. But suffice it to say that even for us, as so-called empowered people who no longer struggle with imposter syndrome and all of those challenges, for those vineyard workers who look forward to the future, they hold Denise up as an example of what they can ex aspire to. Because Denise has come from very humble background into a business owner in the wines. As we know, Tokozani now produces award-winning wines and operates a four-star guest house, not a mean feat by any measure. And it's managed literally by the very women who once worked the land where these properties now sit. So without further ado, we introduce the inimitable Denise Stubbs. Denise, what a pleasure to have you with us on Jet Setting with Janet today. We literally have
Oh,
goosebumps of excitement.
Janet, wow, that introduction. I think my parents would have been very proud of me today, my late parents. And thank you so much for having me. It really brings tears to my eyes because sometimes when you've gone through so much, and this is a summary of what people think about you, it really makes you humble. Thank you.
It's a beautiful legacy to uphold, Denise, and we are excited and we are humbled to hear the journey that brought you to this point because these journeys are never easy. People see the end result and they say, oh, Denise is so lucky. But you and I both know it's not luck, right? It's hard work. So tell us about what brought you to this point.
Oh man, Janet, thank you so much. I think it's so important, and thank you once again that I can share at least the truth behind the glamour, as they say. And like you say, it's very hard. I think it's maybe one of the most difficult industries to be in. And then it's also to be a woman, and then a woman of color, to remain and sustain what you started off with. And yeah, the story of Tokozani has started in 2002 on the beautiful wine estate, Demersfontein Wine and Country Estate in Wellington. And I think, like you started off with my upbringing, with my parents and being a laborer's child, for me, this was never even part of what I've envisioned one day I will be part of because I grew up in the DOP system, harsh DOP system. And the wine industry, and sitting now with this glass of red wine, Shiraz, was never really for me something that tickled my fancy, if I can say. But today, I am so blessed. I am so grateful that I never gave up and that I've got to know the beauty in this bottle and that I could take it with me with my workers. The people that work the land is the people that I never thought or ever thought envisioned that they will be part of Brand Tokozani.
Amazing. It really is quite a legacy. Now, Denise, tell us what it was like growing up in your parents' home,
Oh.
in those days.
Hey man, Janet, just Sunday, my parents, it was supposed to be the anniversary. And my dad passed on that same day 2 years ago, and my mom three years ago. So for me, it's still very close to my heart. And I would give anything to have them back, but I know God got bigger plans. So if you ask me how I grew up, I had a very simple life, very, very simple life. And I'm not going to talk about poverty and difficulties. I just had a life of so much love, so much compassion, and the little we had was shared with all of us. I grew up with my brother, my sister. I'm the middle child, and we had the minimum that kept us happy. I always say today, if youngsters still talk about apartheid and how their parents grew up, it needed to be something that will actually encourage them to go for bigger things. So my small village, Pinyel, is still my home place. Been living there now for 53 years. I've been commuting to the wine farm now for 22 years. And this is the place that I would like to, yes, to die one day. And I won't change it because we are a small community. And the memories of how my mom and dad worked, worked the land. And that for me was actually the Hollywood of agriculture, because for me it was normal to run with bare feet and see how they pick the grapes, or and there were strawberries and stuff. It was agriculture, but it was lovely. You could steal a strawberry or a peach and then eat it, and nobody really told you not to. So nowadays we don't have it. Everything is just so clinical and not the rustic feel of agriculture anymore. So yeah, and
Correct.
I got married in Pinel to my life partner now for 24 years. I know Winston for 38 years, got three beautiful daughters.
Amazing.
Yeah, and yeah, that's part of my legacy.
Wonderful. So now the journey from Peniel to Tokozani. Tell us about that. How did that happen? It might seem geographically not so far away, but it's a huge migration.
Yes, listen, let me tell you one thing. God knows, my mom told us to all three our children, there's one thing you'll never do, you get involved in the wine industry. I don't want you boys and girls to ever drink wine or any get involved in wine, because it's bad. And because what I've experienced and what I've been busy or in my life growing up with my uncles and aunts and seeing what happened around us, well, the wine industry was just not pleasant. So what really motivated me was the fact that I wanted to understand more. And it was simple as a child. Why is it that the white people drink wine and they enjoy it and they swirl their glasses and they talk fancy stuff about stuff or about wine, and we just never enjoyed it? And it's until I understood the DOP system, and when I ended up in Demersfontein, let me tell you, this is actually very important. I worked my way up as in project management in a corporate life with the Mediclinic doctors and private hospital group. I was very happy. And actually, the architect that worked with me, Kobus Engler, said to me, "Listen, I've seen you and I've heard you and I've felt you. You don't fit in here. You need to go back to your roots, girl." And he literally told me his wife opened up a recruitment company in Paarl, and there's this farm that was looking for a person to work with the farm workers. I didn't look at the credentials, nothing. I just applied. I got this job and I ended up on this farm, 2002, the biggest shock of my life, where I saw still vineyard workers with no ambition, nothing that was driving them, and where they tell themselves, "This is all I know and this is all I want to know, because my grandfather and my father was vineyard workers and this is all I want in life." And let me be frank with you, I was so disappointed. I actually did my colored Denise, where I stopped swearing and say, "My butter, y'all." And how is it that my people are still not anywhere and have no ambition? And then I met this amazing guy or man, the owner of Demersfontein Wine and Country Estate, David Sonnenberg, with his wife that came back from the UK, and that they came back to work the farm, Demersfontein. And Dimas Fontaine, they started off with the coffee pinotage that everybody knows, the original one.
Yes.
And David said, Denise, I need you to make the staff part of this venture. And that is where it all started, my sister.
Amazing. So you had an enabling environment, you had supportive people, and you were about to change the wine industry landscape. What then?
Oh my word. Then David challenged me to say, okay, you can't sell something or that you don't drink. And I was only 37 years old, Janet, when I had my first sip of wine. It was the most disgusting thing in life. I thought, oh my Lord, what is this?
What
Because
is all the hype about?
Amen, sister. I wanted Oros and water. I wanted sweet stuff. And then David said to me, we need to bring your palate to perfection, Denise, and we need you to understand and listen. It was like teaching a child, like putting the wine on the tongue, swirling and spitting out, and do the following, do that. And you know what? I started to like it. And then he said to me, you need now to go to the vineyards. And at the vineyards, you need to understand the viticulture of it. And that's where I start, when I met, sorry, my fellow shareholders in my business, where I met the Tholins and I met the Marilees and Francinas
Oh.
and the youngsters. And I saw these women, single mothers, that really have these men hands, hard labor, and where they say they absolutely love doing that. And they taught me actually what is viticulture about. And I don't have the qualifications, but damn knows, I just thought, go whatever with qualifications, these are the people that need to be recognized because they work the
How
land.
phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah, my sisters. And then what happened was that I went from there, I met the winemaker Francois Rudder, and I went to the cellar, and Francois was like, he thought, oh, this girl is not gonna make it. He literally just said, I have no palate at all. Everything was bitter, 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 because I like sweet stuff. And he said that gradually, as you start tasting the niche, you will start tasting the characters and all this. Sorry to say, I just thought that was a lot of rubbish, where people say you taste strawberries and berries. And oh my gosh, I just thought, what? What? I don't taste this stuff. But anyway, it was a journey. It was a journey for me that I will never exchange for anything, because we had so much laughter. I was just myself. I didn't try to be what I'm not. It was a longer journey for Francois and for David. But when I got it, it was just now the people that work the land needs to own the brand. And that is what put it on fire. And then David said, we're not going to stop here. You guys need to start creating your own, what you call it, your own wine. And then David said, okay, from here, we need to then build your own guest house. And I said, okay, let's go for this. Long story short, Janet, we build our own guest house. We have today 15 of our own rooms, 4-star graded, fully paid, and I'm
Amazing.
very, very excited.
Amazing. So this is what working together as a collective can achieve, because here you are working in the medical support services field. You walk onto this wine estate. There's David. You have no inclination for wine. You develop the palate, but you develop the land, Denise. That's what I love. And you develop the people around you, and that is so powerful. I mean,
Thank you,
go from
Janet.
that to 15 4-star units. I mean,
Yes.
amazing. They say if you own
Thank you.
geography, you have made your mark. You own land, you own space. You've made your mark. And I'm
Oh, thank you.
so thrilled for you and the women on the farm, because you are all part of this collective, right? So tell us, what are these properties looking like?
So the properties, you definitely need to come and stay over. I always say, for us, it's important that we have the country style feel and look on a estate. All right, so it's a security estate. where you come and where there's a residential area, and then we are in the middle of it all, where you still can have a beautiful night rest in a cottage style cottage, where you can walk out and where everything is so tranquil and beautiful. Then we have a stunning restaurant called Small, where we have also the everyday type of food, but with a little bit of a niche and not really fine dining, but the everyday delights.
The soul food.
Soul food, there we go. And then we have a menu that we pair with our wines. So we pair it together with the Diemersfontein and Tokozani wines. We have conference facilities now that we basically see as our income stream and with accommodation. And then the ladies, we have 11 ladies that are working or looking after the guest house. And I think the most important thing, Janet, is that the employees of Diemersfontein are also the shareholders in Tokozani. That's all people of color, majority woman. And with the value of what we have here, we have an asset of plus minute minus 10 million rand worth. And one day this will be the biggest golden egg, if I can call it, that my people has worked for and that we are very proud of.
Well, Denise, you have certainly made your mark and you are certainly building a legacy for yourself and the people who surround you. I'm very excited to hear about this. It's accommodation, it's conferencing, there's a restaurant, there's tastings, there's
Yes.
the wine brand. So you are really a multi-level entrepreneur because you're not just in the wine industry anymore. You're now in the hospitality space and you really
Yes.
are truly an inspiration to those around you. Now tell me, if I come to stay, Denise, what can I expect in these beautiful units? What can I expect to experience?
Okay, of course, as you know, anything but the best bed. I always say a woman need a clean bathroom and beautiful room. And so in the cottages itself, it is like I say, it's you've got one cottage with five bedrooms, and each is individually almost I almost say paired, but paired. Each room's got their own characters, and everything links to the farm. And then we've got a lovely lounge area where you can sit and have your coffees. And of course, the view is over a dam, and then you've got your stunning sunsets. We've got live springboks on the estate. You've got beautiful pathways that you can walk, and it's safe because it's an estate. It's a walking distance to the
Amazing.
restaurant, yes, and the tasting room. And we open till quite late because people love having their sundowners also on the stoop.
Oh man, I can just imagine that Paul sunset,
Exactly.
the beautiful glass of wine, great company, and just take off your shoes, feel the earth under your feet, and unwind. It's amazing. Sounds beautiful.
Thank you, Janet. Yeah, no, we need more of our people to come and look in. You know, people always feel like when you're situated on an estate, it's very expensive, or it's not for the everyday people. It's not true. Diemersfontein's got a very established name, and Tokozani meaning celebrations. We have taken hands and we want the everyday person. You can go look on booking.com at and you will see our prices are really affordable. And we really need people to come and see why what they're missing out in Wellington.
Well, Denise, what can I say? It's been amazing chatting to you.
Yeah.
The community thanks you, and the knock-on effect for the town of Wellington is that you will have people from all over the world descending on your shores because of your
Oh.
wine and now because of your accommodation.
Thank you so much, Janet. And the last thing I think I want to say is don't forget, we are global now, and Tokozani is exporting to 13 different countries, which the Netherlands and France is our biggest markets. So watch out for brand Tokozani and our Cab Franc that is really going around at the
Well, Denise, it's been an absolute delight. Thank you for taking us on your journey. And we look forward to buying Tokozani all over the world whenever we travel and to welcoming visitors from those geographic locations who come in search of who come in search of the narrative behind the wine, which yours certainly is. What a delight. to have you with us
Thank
on the show, and wishing you and the team just an astronomical growth as you now enter new markets and new marketplaces, because hospitality is a whole other sector and an exciting one. So wishing you well with that.
Oh, Janet, thank you so much for having me. And you keep on doing what you do. You are also, I would like to interview you one day on your own podcast.
I look forward to that, absolutely, to be on
We
the other
must do
side. On the other
that.
side of the mic, always a pleasure. A delight, Denise. Thank you for joining
Thank
us
you.
today on
Thank
Decading
you.
with Janet. All the best.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.